It is Dan, Neil and Sean with the review to pick the bones out of Crystal Palace 2, Liverpool 1. Neil, I think it's probably one that we've not had in quite a while in terms of actually being able to dissect a selection, a lineup, you know, an approach under Arne Slot. Really, there hasn't been a lot of opportunity to do that. It's been very, very strongest 11, safest 11 for the manager. Yesterday, there's an approach for him, which is, by his own admittance, wanting to pack out the midfield a little bit more. But given the way the game goes, I think we have a question mark around where he wanted those areas to be and ultimately why it didn't happen. Clearly, it didn't happen in the way in which he planned for it to.
Yeah, I think it's... I very much expected... I think there's a couple of questions he has at the minute around selection in terms of what is or isn't his first 11. But I very much expected it to be allowing for Ekitike Isak for us to go, yep, that's currently his first 11, i.e. Gakpo left. And instead, I think he tried to do something that was quite opponent-specific. And I think it backfires quite significantly from his point of view. You know, I think that there's... And I'm not to say that he couldn't have done something that was quite opponent-specific, but I just think he ends up picking incorrect battlegrounds and he's not asking correct questions and he ends up doing a bit of a hybrid. In general, a lot of my irritation with Liverpool yesterday, manager, players, and then, you know, going through the game in the first half period and then after they go 1-1, is for me the worst thing that can happen to you as a football team is the falling between stools. And I feel as though yesterday, with the way Liverpool was set up from the outset, I think there's a thing where they just fall between stools over and over again. And I think that the Wirtz selection, where you theoretically want him off the left, but you also want him to be able to go where he wants to an extent and overload the midfield. To me, there's other ways to have overloaded that midfield and you fall between stools. I think that there's a clear desire for Liverpool to, in certain areas of the pitch, when we haven't got the ball, be very man-to-man. But then when we do get the ball back, we immediately want to go to our preferred shape quite quickly. Whereas there's an argument, for instance, a really good example of it is, it seems clear to me, at least for the first 20 minutes, maybe before something has changed, but there's a desire to say it's Kerkez versus Munoz. 1v1, Kerkez versus Munoz. That's the way we're going to play it. I think you can see before it goes 1-0 a couple of times, Liverpool almost defending a line of five, where Gravenberg comes all the way back with Pino. So you end up with then Canate's meant to be worrying about Mateta and Virgil's meant to be worrying about Sarr and Kerkez is meant to be worrying about Munoz. And that's the plan.